them in yards, you don't have reference to meth.
What is that though?
That grows wild. It's used for industrial purposes. The thing looks like an umbrella, and they have a little apple on them, and they call them meth apples.
Well, you can eat these things.
Yeah, you can eat the meth apple. Mm-hmm. And of course, we have another thing here they call, I don't know, I've seen them, but then they used to call them long ago, but they call them pawpaws, mm-hmm. which I'm sure you don't know about. Mm-hmm. But I don't know what you had reference to in the yard.
Mushrooms?
Oh, well, mushrooms not a common thing here. Of course, they do have toadstools.
Is that
the
different?
Thing you want to be careful about, these toadstools are mushrooms.
Can you tell the difference just by looking?
People can, but I couldn't. Of course, now I've been in California, and after rain, you go out and gather these things, and you knew what you're getting, but I'd be afraid to eat them. Because I wouldn't know the difference in a toadstool and a mushroom. Because
right.
Some of them look alike.
Yeah. But the toadstool, is that poisonous?
Yeah, they're poisonous.
What about
and then they have a thing they call a snuff box. The little thing comes up in a ball and it's full of powder. You break it open and it flies.
All right. I think I know what you're talking about.
I don't know the technical name for it. We usually call them snuff box.
Well, what about this expression?
You have me recall a lot of things that I've been talking about years ago.
Yeah. What about this expression? Say if a man has a sore throat so that the inside of his throat's all swollen, he might say, well, I'd like to eat that piece of meat, but I just can't
swallow it. But you know, I heard an expression in England. My wife got the flu, and this doctor said that she had a lady come to her that had a sore throat.